Listen.
She got a lot to say.
Let's do it.
With a KBLA ballot brief, I'm Legally Hype. Okay, so today we're going to talk about two props, Proposition 41 and 42. Now, these two are connected to Proposition 40, the billionaire tax. I know you remember that one, right? Okay, cool. So here's how it works. If either one of these propositions get more yes votes than Prop 40 does, well, a court could use that to block Prop 40 from taking effect because the measures conflict, meaning they bumping heads and they don't need to be doing that. So your vote on 41 and 42 could decide the fate of the billionaire tax too. Proposition 41 is about oversight. It would require the state auditor to review any program funded by a new special tax, both before it's approved and every 4 years after. It would also stop new special taxes from being kept outside the state's overall spending cap. Now, supporters say that's more accountability for tax money, but opponents say it adds cost and red tape and makes new tax programs harder to create. Proposition 42 would stop California from creating new taxes on financial assets and personal property. Think stocks, investment accounts, business interests. It would also limit taxes that reach backward in time. Now, supporters say that prevents a certain kind of tax altogether, but opponents say it ties the state's hands if California needs new revenue later. So, you know I got a bottom line for you. You ready? Okay, here we go. Yes on 41 means more auditing and tighter spending rules. Yes on 42 blocks certain new taxes on financial assets. And because both of them are legally tied to Proposition 40, your vote on 41 and 42 isn't just about what they do on their own. It could also decide whether the billionaire tax survives at all. To learn more about all the propositions on your California ballot this year, visit our election hub at KBLA1580.com. I'm Legally Hype, and this is your KBLA ballot brief.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Lead it!